what's happened with the.
I do it.
That.
Which of it?
I don't know what happened to it.
That's.
I think, are you there? Anybody? No.
Give him a chance to get off mute.
Yeah.
Oh, you are there?
I see Nancy and Amy is here.
Oh, okay.
And Nancy's here and I see you, Josh.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry. And then.
I don't know what happened to the other person.
Yeah, the other person just left. So then. Oh, the young
person,
So then, if we look at this idea of thinking of ourselves as so important, another way that that is expressed is that cherishing ourselves, and self-cherishing is one way we translate it, and another way is self-centeredness, or just being preoccupied with ourselves. You can think of it, you can translate it that way. We're totally preoccupied with ourselves all the time. And then instead of seeing that as, you know, something helpful to us, we think of it as like an illness. It's something that we have to get rid of, and then and to replace that with an attitude of just thinking of others, just cherishing others, being preoccupied with others, and so then we're seeking and instead of not thinking about others, we don't think about ourselves. We reorient our mind, right, so that we're preoccupied with others and not thinking about ourselves all the time. Okay, and then in that within that context, then we want to free others from their suffering, and then out of that compassionate attitude, we then generate the spirit of enlightenment, wanting to attain Buddhahood for their sake. So then the Bodhisattva's view is the real cause of all our problems, okay, is this attitude of being preoccupied with ourselves. It gets us involved in all sorts of bad karma, that it's only bad for ourselves. It's kind of like an illness. And so then they seek to completely get rid of that self preoccupation and replace it with being preoccupied only with others. So then the next verse, as we're running out of time here, we'll go through the verses. The altruistic aspiration alone, without cultivation of the three types of ethics, does not lead to enlightenment. Having realized this, may I practice with intense effort the Bodhisattva vow. So this is focusing on the three different types of ethics of there's three different kinds of ethical discipline, like the controlling one, the disciplining one's mind, and the ethics of disciplining one's mind, and so forth, of helping others, and so forth. But here, it's indicating also the other activities of a bodhisattva, like being patient and generous, and so forth. And so then, we're making a prayer to may I practice with intense effort the bodhisattva vow, meaning may I be totally committed to the activities of a bodhisattva, one who's got this motivation or attitude of the spirit of enlightenment.
Actually, the
three types of ethics include, beside that one that I mentioned, which is also better translated, I forget what I said, discipline, but it's more like restraint from doing anything harmful. And then the other one would be doing the ethical discipline of doing anything virtuous. And then the final one is providing the welfare of all living beings, the ethical discipline of providing for the welfare of all living beings. So then, within those three, then any bodhisattva activity can be included into those three. So that's why it emphasizes those three types of ethics.
So
by quieting to objects which are false and analyzing the meaning of reality, may I quickly produce within myself the path that unifies calm abiding and special insight. Here we're talking about meditative stabilization, where you're avoiding objects to which you're like get attached, right? That's like the fault of the mind tends to go to objects to which it's attracted, and so then in when meditative focus, you're trying to overcome that tendency of the mind to be attached to other objects and to sort of go out, and that's called excitement. And then the mind becomes kind of sort of sunken in, that's laxity. So then overcoming those two obstacles to having a focused mind, then you develop a very strongly focused mind, and then you can analyze within that a strong focus of concentration, you can analyze using, you know, a faculty of wisdom, which is kind of intelligence, really, being able to analyze something, investigate something. Actually, all of the Buddhist teachings really basically are focused on this analytical kind of meditation. So then, for instance, when we were thinking about the impermanence and death, the three roots and the nine reasons, we were talking about those, that is using our analytical ability based, you know, applying reason and so forth to these three roots. And then focusing, okay, the stabilizing meditation or the concentrative meditation is when we focus on the conclusion that we're coming to through analysis. We just focus our mind one pointedly on that, and then those two together, then it's what it's talking about when it says the path that unifies calm abiding and special insight.
This one.
No.
Oh yeah, that do that. Ani tewa kunji chogyu, tebe nani chogyu wa sanga tere yesu wara, doshi teba asu wara, tewa kunji chogyu doshi tere. Ke san chi tewe yungwa tambata, keba sangbo, pe tuja wambu nonshu ge, rinpo chi tabi tuja sikidwa, o dii juksa ki neti su wara, ke san tewe yungwa, jukbe ngon juksa, juksa tene, ngaga lam tere su wara, tela nyutun juba chingi loo su, ngaga lam le juba chingi loo su wara.
So then, when by this practice I become a general, become a vessel of the general path, this means that you've trained your mind in the qualities that we've been talking about, the determination to be free of cyclic existence, the altruistic spirit of enlightenment, and then this wisdom that knows reality. Once. Okay, then once you've trained your mind in that, then you're ready to you're qualified to enter the path known as secret mantra. So here you're making an aspiration. May I soon enter the great gateway of the fortunate ones, the Vajrayana, most superior vehicles here. Vajrayana, the diamond vehicle, is what the secret mantra is being referred to by, and it's the most superior of vehicles, and it's for the gateway of the great fortunate ones. Here, the disciple of the secret mantra is really the jewel-like student. It's a very, you know, precious student who has great compassion for all beings, and that's a very a special kind of recipient for this kind of teaching.
Tenia kiawa langiora, yade persija, or the kichi bardo sum silva, kiawa, chiwa, parto sum yora. O didi da by juratache, kiawa de carcer trugu yoeche, pardo de lungu joeche, chiwa de chuguche, Sanje chugu lungu trugu yora, o disum nazo chiwa de chugu ishi chugu tombany that in the top by lolly juria. Parsi de lungu said, or ye get up to the social semi ye get up to the dachi chance at the dream old mura. Internet clatter the thing old pamura. O did trugu said, it in the period of Sigua.
So, here. We'll say something about the secret mantra path, where what we're trying to do is to change the three kinds of existences into the three body embodiments of the Buddha. There's the existence of the birth existence, the death existence, and then the intermediate state existence, or bardo. Some people know the Tibetan word bardo existence. We're changing those three existences into Buddha bodies. And Buddha, sometimes people call them the three kayas, or the three embodiments of the Buddha. The birth existence is called the emanation embodiment of the Buddha, where the Buddhahood is expressed in these three different types of embodiments. And so then the emanation embodiment of the Buddha is the birth existence. The birth existence is transformed into the emanation embodiment of the Buddha. The death existence is transformed into the truth embodiment of the Buddha. And then the intermediate state existence is transformed into the complete enjoyment embodiment of the Buddha.
When we die, then, like we were mentioning previously, there's a very subtle state of mind called the clear light of death, right? At the point of death, this clear light of death. And then we're using, from the secret mantra viewpoint, we're trying to use that clear light of death, the consciousness at that time, to realize emptiness. And then once we realize emptiness in that way, the next existence that we go into is this intermediate state of existence, and we're seeing all these. It's a symbolic representation that we're meditating on at that time, and then we become we take on the embodiment of the Buddha called the complete enjoyment embodiment, and then when we take birth, okay, then when we're reborn in the in the body of whatever deity that we're meditating on, and so then that's the embodiment of emanation. We're emanating ourselves as this deity. So then, in order to do that, and to sort of practice and prepare ourselves for that kind of a transformation, we're talking really about the goal. We're talking about actualizing the goal, okay, which would be complete enlightenment. So then, in our lifetime, then we use our wisdom that understands emptiness and understands the reality of things to then manifest everything about us manifest ourselves as the deity and everything else around us as the abode of the deity and so forth. We use our wisdom that understands emptiness to transform as a basis for transforming the world around us, and to become that deity.
No, 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 no.
So then, our at that point, then we're using, we've developed some kind of a strong sense of meditative stabilization, and then we concentrate our minds in the secret mantra, the mind is the vehicle for the mind is a kind of energy in the body. Okay, there's a physical energy that's called wind, or sometimes wind dash energy, and then you're focusing on this wind energy in the channels, and then there's something called the drops, the red and white, they're called the red and white spirits of enlightenment, and then. So then the idea is, though, that then through this kind of a meditation on a strong meditative stabilization on these three things, the winds, the drops, and the energy, then one can transform the mind into this kind of bliss, the wisdom of bliss and emptiness. And so then we're going to read the verses here based on that short introduction to secret mantra. So then here, the basis of achieving the two attainments is the pure vow one takes upon entering this path. Having found real understanding of it, may I keep this vow, though it cost my life. Here the understanding is that you've already received the initiation or the empowerment. That's the basis for the secret mantra. And then you're keeping all the vows and practices that you have to in the practice of secret mantra. So here the two attainments is talking about there's the common and then there's the supreme attainment. The supreme attainment would be Buddhahood, and then the common attainments are any of the spiritual attainments that you have before you reach full enlightenment.
Then what?
Tata lamsang tu be shenye da.
Tata lamsang tu be shenye da.
Cui xin zhu be zhuo nam xia bian.
Chi
gang na ge ba du zhu be su yawar shi wa qing ji lam du
xia. Chi chi chai song din. Dene gyu de ning bu rim ni ki.
Dene gyu de ning bu rim ni ji si gwa ra. Dene gyu de ning bu rim ni ji si. Rim ni si de kirim da zu rim si gwa ra. Ha kum ye te da ni zu rim yuan xi gwa ra. Te zung ka sa. Te zung wu zhu nam ji zhu ma ra ma ra.
Here's having realized the significance of the two stages, which are the essence of the Vajrayana, by unswerving effort in the four sessions of yoga, may I achieve what the Holy Lama has taught. Here, the two stages are the stage of generation and completion. The teachings of the secret mantra are divided into these two stages, and they are the essentially that's what the secret mantra is, and by unswerving effort in the four sessions of yoga, it means that you're meditating in four different sessions during the day, early morning, then mid-morning, and then mid-afternoon, and then the night, and may I achieve what the Holy Lama has taught.
Lam dengeng ke lama ta, suci juga cawan nam. Siapa yang sih? Cita nang ke baru sih? Nyawa sih tanda. Seni dengju ne, so de ne sih lam nyam so ne. Sama tamje de, parce meba ya bu yang ada sama tamje lea. Oh di malam tiap hari tu. Nyawa sih macam ni lah tu. Ini kau aku tu yang dah lama dan jemput sih balon sih. Sada lam jemput dari tuh siang kau mana tu sih? Malam tiap hari tadi tuh siang tu.
Yeah. So then these are basically aspirational prayers at the end here for the well. For the success of first you're saying, may the spiritual teacher who has shown me the good path and all my spiritual friends who practice it have long life. May at last completely surmount all inner and outer obstacles. And we're wishing it for all beings to not have any obstacles in the practices of these teachings from the very beginning of where we started relying on the spiritual teacher up through the two stages of the secret mantra, and then may my spiritual teacher and all my friends who I practice along with, may they have a long life as well. May I and all Burus enjoy the glorious teaching inseparable from the perfect Lama Guru. Having completed the grounds and paths, may I quickly obtain the high state of Vajradhara, or that means Buddhahood.
This one. No. That did
that. Maybe we're running overtime. We're going to get in trouble if we don't stop. He already said it was over. Okay, that's enough, he's saying. Just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah, that did it.
Maybe we'd. I don't know if anybody had any.
Mulam Gaumara.
Mulam. So then, we'll dedicate any kind of virtue that we've accumulated to share it with all beings using those two verses in the bottom there. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manju Sri and likewise Samanta Bhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Oh yeah, welcome.
You're welcome.
Lazo. Shudeja.
Yeah. See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
For safe trip.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Amy, we lost your video. Huh?
Yeah, somewhere in there. I lost the sound a couple of times too, but mostly I got it.
Oh, yeah? Did you lose the sound every once in a while?
A couple of times it was freezing. Does that happening to you as well, Nancy, or just me?
It was. In about the last half hour, 45 minutes, it would go in and out, but not terribly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a...
That used to happen to me too.
What, space anomalies or?
I guess.
Sunspots.
Yes.
Something like that. Funny to see you out there now, though, Nancy.
No.